Hey, this is one of our next weekly inspiration for co-creating heaven on earth. And this one is about voices, being a voice for nature and honoring that place inside of yourself, support where you support you and our earth, nature as part of our earth.
And it's called just Voices. And I wrote this actually here in Hawaii, staying with Joan Ocean. And it was a pre-dawn contemplation. I sat on the water's edge and the waves were just crashing in that day. It was the threatening thunderheads billowing above, and they were painted peach. The whole sky was painted peach with a brush of the sun, who is momentarily suspended behind the rim of the ocean. And this was January 10th, 1993. Interesting. Close to, we're now recording this on January, I think it's the 22nd. Voices of the earth coming through, giving us warning of what to do. Major earth changes are right on time and will shake our lives out of their rhyme. The voice of the sea shouts out to me, "Can't you all see what's long in the coming? You've been feeling the forecast in that constant humming that fills your ear." And I have to just tell you what that's about, because a few weeks before in Santa Fe, at home, in my home in Santa Fe, New Mexico, I was waking up at like 2 and 3 in the morning, and I was getting this like, and it wasn't like a buzzing in the ears. I didn't have tinnitus in those days. And I thought, something's wrong with our pump, for our windmill pump. We had a windmill. And so I had a company come in and take a look at that. Nothing, no problem. It wasn't there. Kind of weird. And then I came to Hawaii and I woke up and I felt the same thing, the same humming. And I spoke to a friend about it, and what she theorized is that it has to do with this, you know, around the world, undersea connection. It's something with the military. And so what I started doing, because it really bothered me, so I thought, okay, so my philosophy, what keeps me really going, is this: how can I use that? I can either be irritated by that, or I can use that connection, that sound, if it's true, that's this part of this underwater connection that is always this constant connection there. I can send, instead of being irritated, I can send love out on this. And every time I would hear it, I would send out love. And I just feel, take that connection, whatever it is, and send out love. And as soon as I did that, I could sleep. I would come to a place of peace, and it stopped. That is, the sound stopped. So you've been feeling the forecast in that constant humming that fills your ear. There was a lot of other negative stuff that went on with it, that it's like the buzzing of bees. The knowing is carried in the song of the breeze. Listen to the wind. Hear its voice within, reflecting in you, since each human's a twin of Mother Earth, you see. Feel a bite of the axe, the crack of a tree when a hillside's laid bare. Know it affects you, even though you're not there. When the ocean's polluted by uncaring man, No, it's up to you to do what you can, to reverse the direction, to wipe clean the slate. And of course, one of the ways we can't actually, each one of us, reverse the direction, but we certainly can start paying attention in terms of what, how we use plastic, you know, what we can support in ways of alternatives to plastic. We all can step forward and just do whatever we can. And believe it or not, it isn't too late to reverse the tide, to turn back the flow, to spread the word so those who don't know will finally awaken, rub the sleep from their eyes, recognize their duty, and drop their disguise of uncaring mensch with zombie-like eyes. It's time for all humans to answer the call, to know that the changes must come from us all. So speak out for nature. You have the means of expressing yourselves. Life's not what it seems. It's all interconnected. Remember that now. Reawaken the memory of your sacred vow. Protect all the beings here on the earth and support one another. And honor your birth. And for me, this experience that we're doing, this co-creating heaven on earth, is like a rebirth, a reconnecting, knowing that we are that divine spirit within every one of us and with all of our sisters and brothers on the planet, and seeing all beings, all of nature, as a part of us, and just giving gratitude for each one of us, each for what we can do ourselves. Look for seeing that glass that is half empty. When we see it, when we choose to see it as half full, we make a difference in our own lives and in the lives of all beings on the planet. So we want to think of something. Sandy, what does this bring up for you? And we want to think of something to do with this week. How can we use this information? And sorry, I want to give you a chance to talk about this.
To me, it's the question of what to do can feel overwhelming. And to really go inside and see what comes to you that is right for you. I know many years ago, I did a meditation where I asked, what is my peace, P-I-E-C-E, for peace, and with all of these kinds of things. And I was directed to nature and about being a voice for, it was stated differently, but it was about bringing out the beauty and our connections in with nature. And so that's always what I come back to. It's like when I start to go into a questioning about what can I do for this, this, or this, I have to realign and re-sync back into that place inside of me and see what comes through there. This is, you know, you never know what's going to come out of this. This is a magnificent co-creation with all of you and Linda that is part of that voice of what to do. So you never know what, you know, talking about the glass half full, when we tap into that inner alignment, what beauty can come forward, what's the next painting, how you're going to next paint your day, basically.
Yes, let's paint our day by appreciating and connecting with all of the nature around us, whether we're in a place of nature or maybe you're at some place in the winter at home where you have something to remind you of the and the snow. We actually have to think of the beauty of the snow too, because it's all a part of it. So we send you much love and look forward to having you co-create and share on our Facebook site your thinking, your experiences as we weave and co-create.
And that's in our private Facebook group. Yeah.
Blessings.
Blessings. Bye.